Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello. In the news this morning, we will be covering the Formula One, where they have had to delay some races. There's some news from rugby here in New Zealand, as we hear about some of the injury replacements. Then the NBA will bring up to speed with how the Pelicans are going. Also in the A-League, we'll have news on that red card that the Phoenix picked up the other night, other day, as well as some cycling news in there too. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news here on the Morning Sports Briefing. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning in the cycling. And today we will see the start of the NZ Cycle Classic with a team time trial in Masterton, around the Mitre 10 Mega Circuit of a 10K lap. So check that out on Thursday. There'll be, again, a short stage in Marston before moving to Martinborough on Friday. Saturday, they'll be in the Wairarapa's biggest climbs before on Sunday having the final stage in Wellington. We'll keep you up to speed with results from that over the next few days. We had the addition of a late rider, Ollie Jones, has joined the New Zealand Cycle Classic. He's been doing a bunch of e-racing recently, and we'll see how he goes actually on the real road. Over in the Formula One, and the first and the third race of the season have had to be postponed. That's the Australian Grand Prix and the Chinese Grand Prix as well. The Australian Grand Prix has been moved from its March slot to the 19th and to the 21st of November, right to the end of the season. There are discussions ongoing about what will happen for the Chinese Grand Prix. And they've added an extra race to Imola in Italy on the 16th to the 18th of April, and that will be the second race of the season. The first race will be in Bahrain on the 26th to the 28th of March now. Last year, only 17 of the 22 races were able to be run. This season, they've got 23 races have been scheduled. We'll have to just wait and see how many COVID allows to actually take place. In the rugby, and news came in yesterday of the potential investment in the All Blacks by Silver Lake Investment Company, looking at potentially up to a 15% stake in that. The All Blacks have been valued at $2 billion US dollars. So, yes, some serious cash being thrown around there. And we'll have to see if that eventuates. Neither party were up for comment on that. This follows the CBC investments in the Gallagher Premiership and the Pro 14, as well as they look like they're close to investing in the Six Nations. So private investment becoming a thing of in rugby, not just in clubs, but also in tournaments now as well. Also, we heard about some injury replacements with Rennie Ranger heading down to the Crusaders as injury cover, and also for a month. And also Josh McKay will be there for the whole season as replacement for... I've gone blank. Sorry, folks. the centre that is injured down there. Interesting injury replacements there. The Highlanders also... no news yet from some injury replacements required. No news yet from the North Island teams as to whether they've got any injury replacements on the cards. All details of that were discussed on the Driving Mall show last night at 8 p.m. Myself, Stephen and Boa went through that, as well as looking at things such as the postponements of games, including the top league in Japan, which is supposed to start, which is starting this weekend. Unfortunately, Bowden Barrett's team has been postponed. At least two games have been postponed already in that one. We discussed what we think will be happening in the 2021 around the various tournaments. So go check that out on our Facebook page, YouTube channel, and Twitter. You can watch this video, or you can download the podcast. Just search for New Zealand Sport Radio, your favorite podcatcher, be the iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple iTunes, all of that kind of stuff. Over in the NBA, and again, COVID struck, which meant that the Pelicans game against the Mavericks was postponed yesterday. Steve Adams will next be in action on Thursday when the Pelicans take on the Clippers at 4 p.m. New Zealand time. Yesterday, we saw big wins for the Bucks, 121 to 199, and also the Wizards, 128 to 107 in that one. Still, that means the Bucks join the Celtics and the 76ers at the top of the Eastern Conference, all on seven wins in that one. In the Western Conference, the Lakers have one game lead over the Clippers and the Suns. They're on have won eight games. The Clippers and the Suns on seven games there. So, yep, tight at the top of the tables currently. And as I say, we'll keep you up to speed with how all that goes. Today, the Lakers are taking on the Rockets and the 76ers taking on the Heat. So, yeah, some changes at the top of the tables could happen overnight. Let's say tomorrow morning on the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. we will bring you up to speed with that. Over in the A-League, and there was we had the Alex Ruffer's controversial red card has not been rescinded, and he has got a one-match suspension after he got red carded. But the Wellington Phoenix were told that they were that it had been incorrectly done. It was downgraded, from a assault on a player to a serious unsporting conduct, carries a one-match mandatory suspension. So the club has accepted the ban and will not be appealing for that one. He will miss their match against the Newcastle Jets on the 24th of January in that one. In the cricket, and it's all a bit quiet, folks. We've had a break in the Super Smash. They'll be back on Thursday with the Otago Sparks taking on the Wellington Blaze and the Otago Volts taking on the Wellington Firebirds. Also, the Test series between Sri Lanka and England will be kicking off, will be starting tomorrow as well. So there is much more cricket news to come. Just a slight lull in that today. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, everybody, and see you again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing.